Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to History Mystery Boo! Coming to you live from right nearby our lovely nation's capital. Just wanted to apologize for the large gap between our December, our mid-December Mystery Boo and now. It was the holidays and a new year and busy, real-life non-boo activities. Now, let's answer our last boo question. What convict designed a revolutionary weapon for the United States military? In July of 1921, a sheriff's posse raided a small still in North Carolina. In the ensuing gunfight, a deputy was killed. Although he swore he was innocent of firing the shot, the police captured and tried David Marshall Williams for murder. Rather than getting the death penalty, he received a sentence of 30 years of hard labor. Williams was bored in prison, so he secretly designed a rifle. Rather than discourage what doesn't seem to be an ideal pastime for prisoners, the warden, H.T. Peoples, allowed him to build the weapon. Peoples recognized that Williams was a nascent mechanical genius, and he began to encourage him to design more weapons. During his years in prison, Williams built 6 rifles and invented the short-stroke piston, a device that captures the exploding force from the firing bullet and uses it to load the next bullet. After 8 years in prison, Williams received a pardon from the governor of North Carolina. He started to build weapons for the government and patented his ideas. In 1941, Williams was working for the Winchester Repeating Arms Company when the U.S. Army announced a competition for a new, lightweight, semi-automatic rifle. The winner was a model designed by Williams that featured his short-stroke piston design. That rifle design became the M1 carbine. Over 6 million were manufactured between 1940 and 1945, which made it the most produced service rifle of World War II. David Marshall Williams has gone down in history as Carbine Williams, the jailbird gunsmith. Now for next week's question, and it's a pretty simple question requiring a little bit of research. I have to pitch you a softball occasionally. And here it comes. Warm up Google. Who was the first president born after the Constitution? Who was the first president born after the United States Constitution? As always, tweet your answers to HistMistBoo on twitter.com, that's HISTMYSTBOO, or you can answer as a comment on this blog, the third point of singularity, or comment me on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for our next show.